is or to a mountain when the Quran is sent down on it, and then he introduced himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصديا خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Examples are given to you so you can reflect and think. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار عزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah introduced himself to us so that our hearts shiver with the fear and majesty of Allah, so that the love of Allah enters our hearts, and so that we develop taqwa, which is the fear of offending, the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learn to live our lives according to the awareness and realization where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah ya'lam. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وعلى خلفاء الراشدين أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. وبعد, I told you that Allah سبحانه وتعالى told us to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. And I told you also that this produces two conditions. The first condition that it produces is taqwa in the heart, khashyatullah, as a result of which we develop taqwa, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the muttaqun. The second result of living with this awareness is a freedom from fear. Itminanul qalb. Peace of mind and a complete and total confidence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is living in constant awareness of Allah, when he is constantly doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when I say dhikr, I don't just necessarily mean tasbih in the heart, I mean tasbih in the heart, not tasbih in the hand. Constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is living in that condition, what happens? What did Allah say the result of dhikr? Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. The remembrance of Allah is itminanul qalb, peace of mind. When the person's heart is filled with the glory and majesty of Allah, there is no place for any fear of anybody else. No place. And then a person develops a connection with Allah. My brothers and sisters, think about this. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? Subhanallah, this religion is based on a book. And that book began, the first word of revelation of this book is to read. Iqra. And our ummah is the ummah which reads the least. Collectively. Ajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Allah said, read in the name of the one who created everything. Read what? Read the signs of Allah in the creation. Read the ayatullah in the creation. What are the ayatullah? Let me tell you about some of them. There is a bird that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created called the bar-tailed godwit. Little bird like that. Handful. This bird has the longest migratory route in the world. It takes off in Alaska and it flies all the way down to New Zealand. Takes off in Alaska and goes all the way down to New Zealand. 11,000 kilometers it does in 9 days and nights. What does that mean? It's a non-stop flight. Non-stop flight of 9 days and nights. What does it mean? It means the sun is rising, the sun sets, the sun rises, the sun sets, the sun rises, the sun sets, the bird is flying. It means there is a hailstorm, the bird is flying. It means there is a rainstorm, thunderstorm, the bird is flying. It means there is land beneath, the bird is flying. The city is beneath, the bird is flying. There are forests beneath.